Last year, leaders of the Republican-controlled legislature, like Senate President Mike Haradopoulos, urged Attorney General Pam Bondi to appeal Leon County Circuit Judge Jackie Fulford's ruling blocking the privatization plan. Fulford said it violates Florida's constitution because it was slipped into the budget and it should have been a standalone bill. But because Bondi's office appealed the ruling on behalf of the legislature and not the Department of Corrections, Bondi's earlier client, the First District Court of Appeals Tuesday dismissed the case.
The legislature has operated in a manner that it believes it's above the other two branches of government, and that's simply not true.
Matt Puckett is the executive director of the Florida Police Benevolent Association, the group that filed a suit against the Florida Department of Corrections to block the plan to privatize 29 South Florida prisons. After Puckett's group won the suit, the Department of Corrections declined to move forward with the appeal. Puckett says the ruling by the three-judge panel reaffirmed his group's argument that the attorney general did not have the authority to appeal the lower court's ruling, just because Republican leaders within the legislature asked.
I think it's confirmation that the legislature did an overreach. They did it inappropriately. For the officers in South Florida, it means that their jobs are not in jeopardy, which is a good thing. And we're thrilled that it worked out that way.
During last month's oral arguments, John Glogau with the Attorney General's office acknowledged that it was already too late to carry out the privatization plan because the budget provision issued by the legislature would have expired on June 30th. However, Glogau still wanted a ruling to set a precedent for future budgets.
What exactly would you win if you won today? What would the practical consequences be?
We would get an opinion that vindicates the legislature's authority.
Despite Tuesday's dismissal of the appeal, appellate judge Ronald Swanson says the court's decision is based on procedural rules, not the constitutionality of using budget proviso language. Bondi's office spokeswoman Jen Meal says the attorney general's office respectfully disagrees with the court's decision. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.